I know the story, I know it well. Know how much you miss him, I can see how far you fell. I know about her, I know she's new, but try to see it from a different point of view. I know you wanna see his face. She kissed like me, do you wish that we ended differently? Come on, tell me, can she sing like me? She a king like me, are you lost at sea? I know, tell me, is she there like me? Do you care that she runs around till 3? Do you tell me, are you missing?
Hello, and welcome to the Brothers Bro Podcast. I'm your bro Dayton,
and I'm your bro Easy, and as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
Brought to you by Life with Lemons. Just the story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. Okay, Easy. Get ready to laugh. You know why skeletons are so calm?
I don't know. Why are skeletons so calm?
Because nothing can get under their skin.
Because they don't have any skin.
True.
Sad for skeletons. Okay, anyway, keeping with that Halloween vibe, we're gonna scare our way into our next segment, which is Big Word of the Week, which Dayton also has for us.
Big Word of the Week is brought to you by All Type Fins, located in Douglasville, Pennsylvania. Today's Big Word of the Week is wonky, which is spelled W-O-N-K-Y, which means turned or twisted toward one side. Okay, Easy. Name something wonky.
Actually, this chair that I'm sitting in is pretty wonky. It's kind of like turned
to a different
angle.
Something else that's wonky is when you open up that lunchbox on Halloween, you got a wonky cheese stick in there.
Okay. I guess if that's... I don't know. We're just gonna trick-or-treat into our next segment, which is this week's Famous African-American Author, which is presented by The Hair Cafe, located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. This week's Famous African-American Author is Toni Morrison. She is an American novelist, essayist, editor, teacher, and professor at Princeton University. Morrison won the Pulitzer Prize and the American Book Award in 1988 for Beloved. She did a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So, Dayton, how do you feel about Toni Morrison?
Well, I think that...
You know, that she's a good author.
She's a great author and she won some good prizes.
Like the Pulitzer. Great job.
Didn't Kendrick Lamar win that?
Yes.
Yay! Twins!
Not really. She was author, but okay. Okay, guys, so we're just gonna jack-o'-lantern our way into the next segment.
Yeah.
Which is this week's Quote of the Week. This week's Quote of the Week is presented by Howell, Howell, and Krause Attorneys at Law, located in Honesdale, Pennsylvania. If there's a book that you want to read, but it hasn't been written yet, you must be the one to write it. Said by Toni Morrison. So, Dayton, what does this quote mean to you?
Well, I think it's pretty cool. So, like, if you want to really read this book, but there's no such thing as it, how about you write a book then? How you like me now?
I don't know.
Here at Brothers Bro Institute, where learning turns into podcasting.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, anyway, if you would like to send us in a quote of the week or any of these other topics, I don't know, subjects that we're going to go over, you can contact us at brovsbro@outlook.com.
Yes.
So now we're just going to act like it's a normal day in Halloween into our next segment, which is Tech Fact. So here's the tech fact presented by Murray Physical Therapy. Hurt less, do more, get better. For more than half of its history, Nintendo only made playing cards.
Really?
Yeah.
Playing cards?
Yeah.
Pokemon!
No.
Oh.
Playing cards. Like the Ace of Spades.
And the Jack-o'-lantern.
No.
Yes.
Just the Jack.
The Jack of Lanterns.
The Jack of Hearts. The Jack of Lanterns. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
And if you would like to be a Jack of Lantern,
then follow us on iTunes.
And you'll become the Jackest of all Lanterns. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I gotta be real buff.
So we're just gonna cornucopia to the next segment.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Which is book recommendation, which Dayton has for us.
Do I? Brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. World War II, You Choose by Elizabeth Rom is a good book. Everything in this book happened to real people during World War II, and you choose what side you're on and what you do next. The choices you make could lead you to survival or to death, sadly. In the You Choose book set, only you can choose which path you take through history. What will it be? Get ready for an awesome adventure. Da-na-na, da-na-na.
That was a Choose Your Own Adventure book ad for a second. I was like, that's extra ad. But okay, so basically that's where you choose your own adventure book, which I think is something that kids will really enjoy because they're like, they feel like they're really part of the story.
But only they can choose if they want to read it.
No.
You choose.
They must read.
You must read.
They will all read.
Yeah.
Okay.
You choose.
So as we start to wrap up this podcast, we'd like to give some shout-outs to some special people who listen to us.
Special people.
Okay. Sophia Murray at Owen J. Roberts High School. She plays on the field hockey team, and they're on their second straight trip to district semifinals with a 20-2 record.
Miss Robin Witt, who is an associate professor at UNCC.
Jean Marie Higgins, slash trainer, associate professor at Penn State.
Miss Rebecca and Mr. Carl Hart.
Yeah.
Yes.
Big shout out to them.
Yeah.
And two things I'd also like to say, very final thing. We'd like to give our thoughts and prayers to the people at the Pittsburgh Synagogue victims and family and their friends after a very sad shooting there. And also, please vote, guys.
Yes, vote.
Doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, Republican. Doesn't matter. Just vote.
Doesn't matter.
Because you won't get what you want unless you vote.
Yeah.
See you guys later.
Yeah. And the people who made us possible, thank you. That would be who?
Our producer / director, BL Self. And this week our song was Differently by Marion Hill.
And our team mom / security, B. Murray, and our therapy dog, Petey. Because what would we do without a therapy dog? Nothing.
And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt.
Yes. Yes.
Like me, do you wish that we ended differently? Come on, tell me, can she sing like me? She a king like me? Are you lost at sea? I know. Tell me, is she there like?